You're listening to the BBC World Service. I'm Paul Henley with Weekend. An evil stepmother, an abandoned child, a frightening curse. All of these are elements of the dark stories that make up Grimm's fairy tales. This December marks 200 years since the first publication of the book, which has been sparking imaginations and scaring children ever since, some adults as well. Weekend's Jerry Sullivan went to The Enchanted Forest, which is a new exhibition opening in London to celebrate two centuries of Grimm's fairy tales.
Once upon a time in the land of Ulyababaku, there lived a very vain queen with a beautiful stepchild named Snow White. The queen was in the habit of looking into her magic mirror and saying, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?"
For over two centuries, the brothers Grimm have inspired generations. Anyone who takes on a Grimm's fairy tale wants to make it their own, from well-known tales such as Snow White to lesser-known gems. In London's Foyles Bookshop, a group of illustrators have come together to make their own versions of their favourite stories.
My name's Laura Barra. I'm a freelance illustrator. I do black and white silhouettes mostly. This is Little Red Riding Hood. I've tried to do quite an iconic scene from it, and it's quite a kind of tall piece with lots of big pine trees, so typical forest scene. The wolf kind of peeking out, following Red Riding Hood with her basket of flowers to take to her granny's house.
What do you hope the children who visit this exhibition will get out of it?
I quite like when they can immediately spot what it is. I ran a market stall last year and I had lots of international visitors and they could all pick out which one it was almost immediately, so hopefully it's quite kind of iconic and then they'll delve in a bit deeper and see more.
I'm Emma Block. I'm an illustrator and I'm also the curator and organiser of this exhibition. This illustration, I wanted to illustrate some of the more obscure Grimm's fairy tales because they're not well known at all, but they've got some really amazing stories and really beautiful imagery in them. So in this scene, a girl has been sent out by a wicked stepmother with an impossible task. She's been sent out on a dress made of paper to look for strawberries in the snow. And because she's good and kind and shared her lunch with the three old men that lives in the woods, and they've told her to go outside and sweep the snow away, and she's found strawberries. And to thank her for her kindness and goodness, they cast a spell on her so every time she speaks, a gold coin falls from her mouth. And she ends up marrying a prince. I just thought that was a really strong visual scene.
And what do you think is so inspiring about Grimm's fairy tales?
It's just this limitless source of inspiration. I think it's something so iconic and so well known, and every illustrator wants the chance to make it theirs. It's been done 100 times before, but everybody wants to show how they do Cinderella, how they do Hansel and Gretel. And there's just so many beautiful images and wonderful situations. It's just such a great source of inspiration to work from. It's interesting how your views change, how there's so much more depth to them and so much more darkness. Because you grow up with the Disney versions and then you read the actual Grimm's versions, and the original Grimm's versions are the darkest. But it's really interesting, and it sort of it makes you see them in a whole new way.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Schnorr, and I've illustrated Rapunzel, Sleeping Beauty, Snow White and Rumpelstiltskin. And we're looking at Rapunzel currently, which is a woman trapped sort of simultaneously in her hair and the window of the tower that she's been confined to. Because I always thought the stories were quite dark, and actually they're really awful for women, because like, don't you dare do anything independent or you'll be punished severely. So I think that's sort of the fascination for me, so I wanted to break it down into those elements. So just looking at the stories and what it is exactly that's trapping them, and then illustrating that within the drawing.
But yet they're still so popular. Why do you think that is?
I don't know, there's something so timeless about them. I think it is actually the dark elements in them that made them sort of stay alive for so long. Especially if you're a child and you start to understand good and bad, you're really fascinated by when people behave in really bad ways. I mean, to me they're also fascinating just because they tell of such a different time. So of course they were magical, but also, you know, the real jobs people have and then the real clothes people wear, they're actually quite a nice way of seeing what things were like 200 years ago. I mean, aside from all the really crazy magical stuff, but I think that's the appeal.